Welcome. This is American Public Media's Future Tense, Public Radio's daily journal of the digital age. The problem of junkware. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Many of the new computers given as holiday gifts are bloated with unwanted trial software. The hardcore techie site Hard OCP recently blogged about a new Dell PC that arrived with 17 programs littering the screen. At best, junkware makes your machine a little cheaper, but at worst, it can seriously impede performance. Junkware bothers Houston Chronicle tech columnist Dwight Silverman.
It's software that is allegedly free, but in most cases, they're programs that are trial versions where you have to pay in order to either get a full-term usage or to unlock some key features. It's kind of a come-on, and it acts as a secondary revenue stream for the PC manufacturer who is paid to put these programs on the new computer.
Today's machines, how much of this sort of unasked-for software typically comes preloaded?
Unfortunately, there tends to be a lot. There's a lot of security software that's installed. There may be games. There may be productivity suites, you know, like Microsoft Office or Word Perfect Office, in which they're placed on the hard drive and you go to use them and you either have to pay up to actually use them or you can only use them for a few days.
One of the problems with this junkware, right, is that it can really significantly degrade the performance of the brand new computer you just bought?
Yes, provided it is running in the background. You know, if it's just sitting on your hard drive and it's not active, all it's doing is taking up hard drive space. And in an era when you typically have 160, 200 gig hard drives on a new machine, that's not that much of an issue.
A person that wants a real clean machine, what can they do?
Well, if you're technologically savvy and you're willing to do this, to me, the best thing to do is to essentially get the new computer, format the hard drive, and put a fresh installation of Windows on it. Of course, this implies that you're going to have a copy of the operating system. A lot of new machines either come with no operating system disk, or they come with a restore disk that simply takes the image as it came from the factory, which has all this junk on it, and just puts it back just as you brought it home. You know, most people don't have the technical skill to do a fresh install. So the next step is to go into the control panel in Windows and look at the Add Remove Program module and start going through there and removing things that you don't want.
Well, since I'm in a charitable, happy holiday kind of mood, is there anything good we can say about computers coming preloaded with all this trial software?
Well, it does make them cheaper. As I said, these are machines where the manufacturer has said to the software maker, you know, pay me a certain amount, I'll put your software on my computer. That means that allows them essentially to keep the hardware costs relatively low. You know, if you take the right steps when you get it home and strip that stuff out, you can have a pretty smooth and happy computing experience relatively cheaply as a result.
Dwight Silverman writes for the Houston Chronicle. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.